came.
And we have talked to this program here. Again, we talked before, and we got right down to the very last. But you know, we've talked to them about our mainly about our sick when we was in that little meeting to get the estimate, and they thought they could do it. It didn't act like it was any big deal. They had done that with other. So.
And they're compatible with their.
Yes.
Sage.
They are compatible with Sage.
Have you talked to, have you guys been able to, or are you not into that yet, someone that does have it on with Sage to see if
they... No, we have not. The ones that BCS said they had, they've had them for a long time, and they've been very pleased, but she said that's, they only got two or three that's on it. We probably could call them and get some references. Yes.
We just didn't want to spend a lot of time until we knew if this was even an option at all.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question. I got two or three questions. So it says that it is a... We're purchasing outright and we want to pay an annual maintenance. But that's not true.
Yeah, we're going to pay an annual maintenance.
Right. But that's not true that we're purchasing outright. We have to renew those licenses every year.
No, once we buy them... I think if we go up, we have to buy.
We have to buy another license.
Yes. But
so it's not, because the way I understood your question was the $3,960 per employee comes up to $10,296. I thought you asked, would we be paying that every year? And you guys said, yes, yeah, we'd be paying
I'm
that
sorry,
every
if we did, no.
Are we? Let's see.
No, the $3,960. I asked if we'd be paying the $2,700 maintenance every
she
year.
She told me no.
We buy the $13,000 is the amount that they're talking that we
will
pay
find
to buy
that
the...
more out. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, Sheila. I will find that out for sure because it does say annual there, but I, whenever I emailed her about if there was a maintenance or anything, she said no, only the 27. She said because we were buying it outright.
And then the $13,589.40 for the clocks, that's just a one-time. That can't.
Yes.
That right. Wouldn't be it. So whenever you said $13,000 a year paying or whatever, the number was... The maintenance is $2,717.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we'd be paying every year.
Right.
Yes.
No additional funds.
That's what they said. I'll recheck that though.
That's what I understood.
Getting any deeper.
The $13,027 that I was getting is those top three items there. They come to that.
Right.
And if we don't do the clocks, that's the way that when it was explained to me, then so if we decide we want to do the clocks, then it would be the full 29 to buy out, and then the maintenance is still the 27. That's the way I understood it. Is that correct, you think? But if we don't do the clocks, those top three items would be our initial cost, the $13,027. But each year, then, we would have the program maintenance. Is that right? Which is the
$2,700. Here's what I said something about. She says, yes, you will be. There will be your purchasing right out. Then you pay an annual maintenance. There is a maintenance line reference on the estimate.
And but it looks like the maintenance is just for the hardware maintenance,
yes.
Not software.
I thought you said that was a mistake.
Well, I think that maintenance is for the any updates that will occur, anything like that. That's why Sage is. We can get more into it.
And they did say that there is a scheduling, which is the Sheriff's Department is wanting for the deputies and all their scheduling program that is with this also. That's already included in this price.
Yeah.
And it would take...
It is or is not?
It is.
I was kind of impressed with some of the things that it went along the lines of the time and attendance. A few years back, we went and seen... for the price, it went a lot along those lines of having abilities that we had looked at the very beginning several years ago.
Does this need to be bid out?
It goes through VCS. VCS, as you'll see, it's not going through the... That will be...
Is that something the attorney has to determine, or
probably so? We need to look at the contract we have with BCS. because BCS does state in their contract that they will be the supplier of all software for BizNet and other associated software products. So I don't know if that covers it with us having their agreement or not, but yes, that would be.
So the first thing we have to look at is, in my opinion, is what does this software or program do for us? And what is that worth to us? Have we done that?
What the software does for us is it takes kind of the pressure off of those people currently having to double entry. An employee, when he fills out his timesheet with this system, they fill out their timesheet, it goes to a supervisor to look at, and then if they're approving it, they should be able to send it right on. I mean, some have staggered theirs to 2 or 3. I think it's kind of excessive, but that's their decision and they can do it. But it eliminates issues of people putting in the wrong sick for vacation or comp by accident, not purpose, but you know, it's just the mistakes that gets made. And when the employee comes in and he says, I didn't take that, you know, we can correct it, of course, but this will be them putting it on into the system, and once it's in there, it's not anybody else re-entering, because we have a lot of duplications there.
And can we put a number to that? What does it cost the county for double entry? What does it cost for those mistakes that are made? What's it truly cost us?
Well, it.
How long does it take for a double entry? How long does it take for the employees to do a double entry, or the management, or the supervisor?
Well, let's say the employee puts it in, and you got in these bigger departments. Kathy probably takes her what? I don't know how many hours it takes Kathy to put it in, but then I'd say 2 to 3 hours, and then you have to go before
2 to 3 hours per week. Or per month, or per
pay period, I'd say.
Then, so times 26.
Yeah. So then you go in and...
But that's her doing it for the 100 and some odd employees?
She didn't have 100, she has 70 some.
So that's her doing it for 70 some odd.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Devin having to review.
He's going to be reviewing it anyways.
Yes. And then you got me entering it in. And then... re-entering comp and then printing out your benefit accruals to send out back out so that everybody can review them, to which they'll have to review again, to where that will be eliminated, because the employee's going to know right then what they have available and don't have available.
It also would give the employee knowing exactly at that point how much sick leave they have, how much vacation they have, how much...
If they try to take something that they don't have, it will... flag them, no, you do not have this time, you cannot take this at this time. Rather than the supervisor having to check their time. And know.
I understand it'll streamline, it'll make things easier, but can we put a number to it? Can we put here's my question. If it's going to save us $10,000 a year, it makes sense. If it's going to, this is a stupid number, if we spend $1 million on a program and it saves us $5,000, well then we just wasted $95,000, you know what I mean? So
let's look at it from a little bit different. Okay, right now it's doing triple entry. The employee puts it in. The supervisor has to turn around and put it again. She has to then take copies to you, and you have to re-enter it again. And how long does it take you to do all the county to re-enter it again?
Usually about 2 to 3 hours. I can get it all in.
And so you take her salary for that amount of time and the salary of each one.
That's what I was trying to do. I'm trying to get from you guys. What's a realistic number that it truly costs the county to do all the double entry that they're not able to focus on other roles of the job?
Right. And I get that, but in probably about 5 years, I'm going to want to retire. And because I've been here so long, I know these codes and I know how to get in and out, and I'm very fast. And I'm not saying that. It's because I've done it that long. And you put somebody else in that position, happen to learn the codes and everything else, it would be really hard. I meant getting, it would take someone else a lot longer to do it. And okay. I'm not saying that, I'm just saying that because of experience.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Not that anybody couldn't do it, but I really would like to see somebody be my backup so that if I need to be gone or something like that too. And this would help enhance that.
Okay. Now Joanna, in the Auditor's Office, you're supposed to be the backup. If Dawn was sick or her child was sick and she had to be out on the payroll day, could you right now go in and do it?
I mean, I need a little refreshing training, but I've done payroll with Dawn before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with your duties, and if it was, okay, is payroll ever, do you ever enter it in on a Friday?
Yeah, I start on Fridays usually. Whoever turns in payroll.
And you're off on Fridays.
Just trying to think. But it can be done on Monday.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, yeah, I do, because I'm here on Fridays. Yeah. A lot of people will turn Thursday in on it. Sometimes I get it on Thursday. Smaller groups will.
So as you get it, you can enter it.
But another thing is, a lot of these people are wanting to wait to be able to enter it because it'd be more real time rather than guessing. Mm-hmm. That they're going to work at this time, they can wait and have it turned in on, say, Sunday when they're due on Monday morning and not have to fill out their timesheet on Thursday or Friday and then have to adjust later on and remember, oh, yeah, we actually did work that day. But now you have to turn in so far in advance because that person has to have time to put everything back in. You
know? They wouldn't actually turn in on Sunday, would they? I'm just questioning.
Well, obviously the Internet. I mean, they could do it Friday or whatever. They could do it Monday morning, but it would be so much faster that was going to save them
a lot of
more real time, especially for like the deputies and stuff that they work
24/7.
Oh, gotcha.
They're having a hard time getting their time sheets.
Now, Jimmy was saying it took
Kim
hours in his office because she has to do many special things.
Yes. Her whole payroll is complete. She does two different types. She does three payrolls, but she does two of them completely different because they got to work anything over 85 on deputies and correction officers now, that they don't get overtime till they hit the 85. So it just takes time to do, and you know they can't take any vacation or sick that qualifies for it. And then they have also grants where if they're working in a grant, certain grants, they automatically get overtime. It don't matter what hours they got, they get overtime. So she has to go in and read those timesheets, sit down and figure out what's grants, what's not grants, what's...
Does this program eliminate all that, or she still has to do all
that? That's
That was the difference between the other one could not.
Right.
And see, in my...
Well, I didn't know about the grant. This is the first I've heard of the grants.
Oh, well, yeah, it had been discussed.
The other company had the grant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had the grant.
They had the grant part worked out.
Yeah.
They just could not do the sick time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hers is...
It was going to help the sheriff a lot.
One thing about
it, I knew he objected to the other one because it was not going to do what he needed to do.
Yeah.
No. And that's something that Joanna knows how to do. And, you know, but probably me and Joanna and Kim and, of course, Jimmy and kind of knows how to do that. But other than that, that's the one that will really save them some time right there and then because it's supposed to pull down if you have Grant there. Then you can name your grant.
Well, what is the, with us buying the software and not being cloud-based, can they still log on and clock in from?
From our county, as long as it's up and going.
Can they still log in and clock?